Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast, coming to you on the night after, oh man, they announced the college football playoff rankings for the first time, and because they said them out loud, that's actually how they're gonna happen. Congratulations, LSU!
I'm pissed. I'm so pissed.
So angry! All I want to do is talk about it for the next 7 hours, and that's what we're gonna do. It's the 7 hour twitch.com twitch.tv
I didn't agree to that.
You're in whether you like it or not.
Damn it.
And what game are we playing? We're playing Assassin's Creed 2 that came out in 2009. Playing, I'm gonna guess.
We're balling all night with NBA 2K 2007, the maybe Tracy NBA McGrady 2K. Can still play edition.
We're just playing straight up NBA 2K.
Yeah, just 2K. 2000. Yeah, exactly.
We got
Shaq's
the version.
Incredible.
We got the version of NBA Live
Sam
with
Cassell.
Keith. We got the version of NBA Live with Keith Van Horn on it.
We're playing Dick Vitale's Baby Ballers 2001.
Oh yeah, baby! Look at that baby dunk. It's a baby.
An baby head baby. Mode.
Yeah, an actual baby with a basketball.
Please help me.
The ugly baby.
Why is the baby doing the big balls dance? Baby shouldn't
Can
do
you
that.
Big head mode, Sam Cassell. It'd be like, no, that's just redundant.
Sorry, Sam Cassell.
Actually,
you are beautiful.
I'm sorry.
Inside and out.
Maybe inside.
Man, he's rich though.
I was thinking Yao Ming on big head mode, so he wouldn't even fit in the screen, right? How are you guys doing?
The camera's got to zoom all the way out.
Oh goodness! Yeah,
he keeps running into the Jumbotron.
By the way, we're not doing that. We're not doing that at all. What we're going to do here tonight is we're kind of gonna talk about the playoff. I mean, not too seriously, because guess what? Those rankings aren't real.
No, they are. They are. This is what the playoff is. They said so. Buy your tickets now.
Yeah. No, it's got to happen like that. Sorry, y'all. That's what's happening.
That's the law.
They don't have to happen like this. It doesn't. This isn't necessarily your playoff. It's just a ranking. That's all it is. In a ranking plague sport, we have to get a show about rankings because people can't stop ranking things.
And listen, these rankings are fine. We've had in initial rankings in previous years, we've had people get mad about this or that. There's really nothing to get mad about. Notre Dame, you probably should have beaten Ball State by more than 8 fucking points. That's it.
As our role as providers of breaking college football news, can one of you list the just give us the top 4 in the initial college football rankings, playoff rankings for this year?
Bama, Clemson, LSU, Notre Dame.
I'm so mad.
Oklahoma.
Listen to Ryan.
But wait. I just want to hit you with 8 and 9. Washington State and Kentucky. See, all better now.
Yeah, 8 and 9 is really in life, 8 and 9 is where it's at. You don't want to be in the top 3, but man, if you're 8th or 9th out of a group of, 136 or 35 at this point. 178. You're really good, right? You don't get too much pressure. You don't get too much scrutiny.
The people who win American Idol, if you're not famous 3 years later, it's like, geez. Bad job, you. The person who finished 8th, it's just like, hey, you were on American Idol. That's cool. Great for you.
Guess what happened to the 9th best Wu-Tang member? Still in the Wu-Tang. even though he technically wasn't. Guess what happened to the 3rd best? He's in heaven now. So.
Okay, so who's the richest man in America? Besides Jim Capadonna, former head coach. Capadonna's 8th. And you wouldn't know that, right? Like, most people just wouldn't know that. And that's why being 8th is great. Because everybody's like, hey, Jeff Bezos, she got a lot of money. I'm going to tell you what to do with it. No one tells the 8th or 9th richest person what to do with their money, right?
Because
they don't know.
They're like, members.
Yeah,
right. They're like, exactly. They're like, Steve? Steve has that much money? Nah. Impossible.
Harold
drives a Celica.
Harold Walton, 8th richest man.
Does it feel like being like the sixth most important Walmart family member is like a pretty good metaphor for Kentucky? Like, they're kind of just around because they were friends with, like, you know, Bama and Tennessee and them like 100 years ago.
Yeah,
that's kind of just why they're here.
No, I really like, as far as this is, if you were Washington State at any point in your history and somebody says, in this ranking, we have you at 9, you'd go, cash out.
Yep.
Right? Like,
stop, hold.
It's like if I told you, by the age of 50, you will be worth $3 million.
I like this, I like that you're approaching this like it's deal or no deal, where you're like, all right, you can take this number 9 ranking, or you could, nope, I'm good. I'm gonna walk.
Yep. Gimme.
Yeah. If I told you, listen, if you told me before the season, hey man, Florida's gonna be 11th in this poll, mm-hmm. right?
Bang. Yeah, yeah.
Just if I just told you, hey, Florida's gonna be ahead of UCF. Good. We'll take it. Meanwhile, the corollary, if you told Ohio State you will be behind Washington State and Kentucky.
No deal.
No deal. No deal.
How far down does this bowl go? Good God, what happened?
Well, we're 79th.
Yeah.
How far did the media witch hunt go?
How far does the deep Ohio State get down there?
How far did the deep state Mueller probe go? Did y'all saw the thing, the news today about the whoever the Twitter kid is, the 20-year-old hedge fund banned for life guy who's trying to, that's so fucking
Jacob
good.
Jacob Wool.
I'm not smart enough to comment beyond that, other than to say, like, what a fucking criminal mastermind, man. I just wanted to mention it.
Dude, that guy was banned from the entire finance industry at the age of 20. Yeah. Legend.
Fucking legend.
Legend.
Got his ass an NCAA show cause when he was still a grad assistant.
Somebody said he strolled into some bank and was like, yeah, listen, I'm gonna need like some investment firm, and he's
hello,
like, yeah, listen,
I have secured a massive loan, and I just need you to top it.
He did. He just walked in and was like, yeah, yo, I need a Bloomberg. I'm sorry, I need a Bloomberg terminal, and I need $25 million. What an awesome pitch!
Or else I'm gonna try to take down the entire FBI.
Sure. You tried it.
Knock your little ass out.
This would be like Bobby Petrino now being like, I might take the Browns job. You should extend my contract.
Do it. You know who might bite?
The Browns call? Oh, hey, Bobby. Boy. Well, we wish you the best of luck, and we're going to miss
bye.
You.
Bye. I think we need to slip into a side room and discuss the particulars of my
bye. Bye.
I just need one, man.
Wouldn't you like to perhaps sweeten my deal? No, bye. Bye.
Maybe come over the top.
Maybe grease the palms a little bit. Get bye.
Oh God. Yeah, but you know what? It just takes one, man. Like, the sheer optimism there, in addition to the sociopathy.
And that's why Bobby Petrino is going to be the next Cowboys coach. Jerry Jones has already fought for him once. He'll do it again.
That's true. That's literally true.
Yeah.
That's not a joke.
We tell no lies here.
That's literally true.
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
So that's your playoff rankings recap.
At least Louisville doesn't have a terrifying opponent this week. Whoops.
Oh God. Oh God.
Oh yeah. God, who do they play this week? I think that's as good a time as any to really sort of get started with this, don't you?
So they started the year as a 30 something point underdog to Alabama. Surely that was as bad as it was gonna get, right?
Yep. Nope.
No.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
They are 38 point underdogs at Clemson. Jesus, don't watch this game. Well, actually, maybe watch this game.
It depends on what you're into.
I'll be quite frank. I might watch this.
We'll make the internet a deal. Okay, we'll watch it for you, and we'll cue you at the parts where the Hulk starts to throw Loki around. Okay, that's what we'll do. We'll cue it up when we're like, the Thrashin's reaching a good fever pitch.
Y'all gotta see this shit.
That's what we'll do. Like, basically, this is our job for you, okay? We watch the game so we can be...
You're saying you're gonna make a videotape of somebody getting rammed?
Yes, sir.
I'm never even gonna have a sexual impulse again. just not happening.
Real quick, playoff rankings. Shout out to Iowa State. I did not expect them to be ranked. They're the only actual surprise on here, I think. They managed to put 3 points on Iowa. That's pretty good. they managed to hold Oklahoma below 40. That's pretty good. And they kicked the shit out of West Virginia. That'll get you ranked, man, even if you lose the sorry ass TCU. So shout out to Iowa State.
Yeah, they've been magnificent this year, despite having, I think, what would be a whole heap of nothing. Again,
they've been a magnificent 4-3, yes.
They are. They're probably, I think, are they the best 4-3 team? I would say yes.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Easily. Yeah. The thing I was going to say, our job is this. We are the people who sit there and wait outside the bar and then yell inside, "Y'all come out! T-Nuts is about to beat the crap out of Randy!"
Oh, like, man, he keyed his truck.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're the gawkers who are just telling you what to look for. We're the people on Waze who label wrecks, right? Ooh, gotta see this one.
Before we get into the games of this week, we tried something new, where we ask you, faithful listeners, if you're on Twitter at least, to send us the plausible, and we'll talk about how some of you maybe abused that definition, four playoff teams that you would most like to see. And we're not going to talk about that in terms of like, well, I think that would be an interesting... No, we're just going to use that to make an important conclusion as to whether or not we could be friends. I think we each... Well, Spencer didn't do it right, but that's fine. I think we each picked one that would be our best friend based on their submission. Jason,
I'm not good at having friends, Ryan.
I know. No, so. No. You did it right for you. So I don't want
to. No, listen, we're all married men who are no longer in college. None of us are good at having friends.
How's this?
Beside the point.
I was bad at it before, dog. That's where I'm at. It's not good.
That's why we have each other. That's why we have this podcast.
You watched Moon and you were like, that looks great. He's just up there by himself with himself. Fucking great. And
you know the worst part about Moon? The worst part about Moon was that, you know, he had to hang out with himself.
There's still too many people, man.
Yeah, then he can just kill himself and it's fine.
That's not what I do with myself.
Oh, Jesus.
What would you do with that?
I actually did mean that, you know, like if you...
I know. Jason, what was the submission that most seems appealing to you as a potential friend?
The submission that appears appealing to you. I really don't know how to pronounce this handle. Scusa A? S-C-O-U-S-E.
I think it's
Scusa.
Scusa.
So there were several that went for all Flexbone triple option teams. I'm deeply offended by some of them. One of them included the Citadel, the motherfucking Citadel. One had all the service academies in Georgia Tech. Respect for that. FBS only. It is an FBS event. But I'm going to go with Scuse for putting Kennesaw State, Washington State, Purdue, and UCF into the playoff. Real quick, UCF, if you're complaining about being ranked number 12, shut the fuck up.
Just shut the fuck up.
You have played no one. No one.
And that's mostly not your fault.
Right? It doesn't matter. Well, first of all, if you're playing no one, you need to kick the shit out of the teams you're playing. You did that last year.
Hi, Houston.
Last year or last year.
Houston is really good at this. Yeah.
Last year's not this year. Okay. So UCF, just shut the fuck up and win your conference. Beat Temple, a team that's lost to Villanova by like 40 points, and then maybe we'll talk. Anyway, we're the one seed and you're the four seed. So here we come. We're ranked like 105th in Sagarin. We're the eighth best team in FCS. But we, like you, UCF, haven't played shit, so we're ranked way too highly. See, we get along. We get along, us and UCF. We understand each other. Meanwhile, Washington State and Purdue, I think Washington State was in every single foursome y'all submitted. So that's fine, man. That's awesome. I think this is a Cougs household, and our listenership is as well. I'm fully on board. And Purdue, yep, choo-choo, let's do it. Mainly, I just picked this one because my team's in it.
Mm, no, I like that. Now
you're honest about that, yeah.
Yeah. Ryan, who did you pick?
This is from Spectre177. This was a hard one to choose, but I like it. My playoff four, and Spectre177, this is why we're best friends now. Kentucky, Washington State, Virginia, West Virginia. Holy shit. Imagine, what is this broadcast even going to be like? What are they going to talk about? When all, think who is the blue blood here? Who is the most, is West Virginia the blue blood?
It's West Virginia.
Yeah, yeah. It's West Virginia.
They've almost been here before.
Yeah, this would be so delightful because, like, the country wouldn't know what to do. Who is the underdog here? Who is the favorite? Nothing makes sense. It's amazing. And it's also
Virginia's the underdog.
It's also one that isn't like, yes, it would need a lot of things to happen, but you can see the paths for all of them. Kentucky wins out, Washington State wins out, West Virginia wins out. Virginia, if they win out, yes, they'll have two losses, but if the right things happen in the other situations, it's not like completely out of, and that's why I really liked it, is that I can see this future. It is like Doctor Strange. It is one. It is the only one out of like 578,000 combinations that ends in this four. But it exists out there.
Also, some genuine superheroes and demigods have to die to make it happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Alabama's got to go.
Alabama's got to lose to LSU and Kentucky.
Lincoln Riley, I don't feel so good.
West Virginia's got to beat Oklahoma twice.
I think Lincoln Riley. I think
Clemson's got to like collapse, yeah, or like go on a mission. Like we're gonna build homes in Bogota in January.
Northwestern wins the Big Ten championship.
You need Northwestern to win the Big Ten.
I mean, do they have several weeks to study someone else's notes? They do.
Spencer, and you, let's go with the one that you picked in your own weird antisocial way.
Yeah, I picked at Sam B. Joyce's pick, which is, okay, UCF's in there. Prove it. Prove it, UCF. Come on. You say you're the champ. Step up. Sam's giving you an in. Also, I really enjoy people trying to say anything about UCF, but oh, it's an upstart program. I mean, they've been off and on good for like 20, 25 years. They have a massive state university. They've got recognizable draft picks, but whatever.
Dante Culpepper's own.
Blake Bortles. Get Blake Bortles' name out of your mouth.
Come on, let's at least lead with Dante Culpepper, please.
like as if, I mean, the good name of Shaquem Griffin aside, mm-hmm, okay? Blake Bortles and, you know, Jacksonville sitting right there for you. You know, just fly in, join us. Fly into Randy Macho Man Savage International Airport.
Non-international airport.
I'm sorry. Non-international airport. The good place has gone so hard on Jacksonville, and I adore it. It only makes them stronger.
Man, like, if y'all haven't watched last week's episode, anybody out there, if you've never watched this show, watch last week's. It's a documentary on the state of Florida.
The taxi cabs at the airport are monster trucks. It's magnificent. The Sam B. Joyce also has Wazoo in there. Great. Cool. I'm fine. I've given up on life making sense. I don't want to live to see like 3 months from now. Let's go. Put Wazoo in. Kentucky. Same. Explained. Don't you want to watch? Here come the Kentucky faithful into the stands. Yes. I want to see that. Kentucky fans confused and traveling. Like animals released into the wild, right? For the first time, going.
They show up at the Georgia Dome for the SEC basketball tournament, even though. Wait, no, your game's at the Cotton Bowl, y'all.
We're here, y'all. It's the Jerry Dome. I've only been here for WrestleMania.
And maybe then the Final Four. But here,
I was like, well, what would really. Because typically, what one would do is they would have, you know, one. one wild card, one sort of non-power five, right? And then they would have maybe a beloved underdog in here. And then I think you'd get like an established power. You'd want somebody in here to be the control. You need a control team if you're picking a group of four.
You're Clemson, you're Bama, something like that.
Sure. You want a control team. Sam disagrees with science. There are no controls. There are only test groups. And that, and if you want a test group and you want one with an extremely high casualty rate and a really, really weird, weird plot diagram, yeah, he put Iowa in here. He put the Iowa Hawkeyes.
It was kind of a control group, right? Like, that's how they want to win a game.
It's the control group you find out is tainted with plague.
All right, boys, we're going to get out there and then we're going to control their group.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. What are you going to do? We're going to score 14 points the hard way every time.
All right, boys, let's try and get 5 field goals. That's all we need. Let's try and hold them to 4.
It's like a pH test. Iowa's, you know, right at 7 or whatever it is, and depending on if you're above or below. That's
yeah,
who you are.
This is somebody who gets to the party and says, well, I had this stuff in my car and we're going to make dip out of it. Don't know how, but we're going to make it happen. That's where this gets really perverse. And not that you and I would be best friends, Sam, but I don't really have any best friends. I have a collection of good friends, and then I don't talk to any of them. That's what I want to do with this playoff, is sit there and go, I admire all of you. I'll watch none of it.
It's really touching, Spencer.
Yeah.
I know. Friendship is a powerful thing.
I gathered a few more that I want us to review collectively to figure out if we would be friends with these people. I'm going to start with, let's do this one from Chainshaw 511. Bama, Washington State, Michigan, UCF. Are we friends with this person based on these four?
Yes, because we get to relitigate the 1998 Rose Bowl.
Jesus.
In which Wazoo was screwed.
Spencer, are you going to be friends with this person?
Nah, BC's in there. It's not that I dislike BC. I just don't think there's any
need for that to happen. You're not even listening. You're just looking at the list.
Spencer's a visual learner.
God damn it. We're on the third one down.
Sorry, BC's in that one.
No.
It's just no. I'm interpreting the word Michigan differently. Sorry.
Oh, right. The Boston College of the Big Ten. How could I forget?
Come on. If there were an actual Jesuit institution that were public, it'd be Michigan.
The famous nickname for the Michigan Wolverines.
That's right.
It's the Don Brown connection.
The Jesuit Badger, the Wolverine.
Wherever Don Brown,
logic.
Wherever Don Brown goes, that team is now Boston College.
That's true. No, I would be friends with this person. That's fine, because I think this actually, like, if you wanted to play out, I think Bama Michigan's a really interesting matchup. I do. Like, if that happens in the playoff, I'm actually okay with that.
Yeah.
All right.
Not that they're going to win.
The best defense versus the high flying offense.
Yeah, not that they're going to win, but it'd
Styles
be interesting.
Make fights. Can Bama's Big 12 shootout style beat Michigan?
Also, I've seen Shea Patterson versus Alabama before. Let's go. Let's do that.
Also, In a playoff scenario where Wazoo gets UCF and Wazoo fans are all ganked up like, oh, yeah, excellent. We drew the group of five team that hasn't played it. Yeah, Washington State's going to coog the fuck out of that game. 100%.
Oh, yeah, I mean, they could win. It wouldn't be intentionally.
That feels like the one where, like, the internet makes Bobby Hill or Bart Simpson or whichever smoke the entire carton of cigarettes. Like, okay, internet, you want UCF in here? You want Washington State in here? Okay, let's see how that shit goes.
We're gonna ruin your new year. Look at this. Watch all of it.
Let's see how this winning team looks against Bama. Great.
All right, let's do the one Spencer thought we were doing. This is from PL Bernstein 92. Yes. LSU, Boston College, Wazoo, Oklahoma. I say
my feelings have been stated on this.
You were clear.
Copy and paste.
This is work friend, and by that I mean, like, you are fun. You make the office a fun place, and I like talking to you at work, but our personal lives should not overlap, because you're the kind of person who says, yes, LSU and Boston College, you belong in the same place at the same time. And that means you have made your own fireworks at some point.
I like looking at these as if they're one versus four matchups, mm-hmm. even if they weren't intended that way.
Sure.
LSU, Oklahoma, that's a great fucking game. Kyler Murray versus my son Joe Burrow, the two best quarterbacks in college football, more or less. Everyone agrees.
The most valued, valued transfers. So,
yeah.
Yeah, the top two on that or any other list. BC Wazoo.
God, it's a lot of maroon. A lot of maroon on one field. Just gonna look like a bruise of a football game.
I would say I'd like to hear Steve Adazio's opinion on the air raid, but do you think he's literally ever heard of it?
What historical topic could Mike Leach bring up that Steve Adazio could speak to accurately?
D-Day.
Just literally. A bunch of dudes getting shot.
Storm and Norman Dude Beach.
What's better than this? Dudes getting blasted to hell.
Because do you know what faking at Calais and landing in Normandy is? That's pulling a guard.
That's play action. Power, that's what that is.
God's play. Straight up Hitler's ass.
Yeah, no, I think they could, you know, if we turn this towards World War II, that's good.
The entire historical window.
That's it. That's all you got. Because I know, I'm like, what historical period does Steve Adazio think he's really familiar with?
Leach World War II. Leach starts talking about, like, Japan versus Russia, like, 2 years before World War II. Huh? No, Russia wasn't formed yet.
No way. Sorry,
my friend. I think you're mistaken. Leach starts talking about the Korean War. Huh? No, we don't talk to the Koreans.
I got
no,
my guys collecting scrap tin for the war effort.
Steve Adazio is one of the Japanese soldiers in the islands who doesn't realize the war is over.
Yeah. No, that's what they could talk about that. And they could talk about, they would do that thing where they would go, you know, we don't do it the way they do it. But, you know, I really respect their commitment to it, which is my favorite thing to say about anybody.
Right.
Right. Like, you say, man, that guy on the corner who's got a ball of masking tape that he's talking to like it's a person. I respect his commitment to that. That's when football coaches say that, that's what they mean, right? They're like, I really appreciate how completely wrong they are all the time about how to football. Also, if this game actually happened, Washington State would have 3 points for like 40 minutes out of the game, and they would finish with 38. That's how it would happen. It would take him and be like, oh, that's how you do it. Okay.
You have to unscrew it the other way. Weird.
Yeah.
Also, don't rule out this game happening in the Sun Bowl because Wazoo, you have been this high before. That's all I'm saying.
Jesus. How do we feel about West Virginia, Virginia, Utah, Kentucky, submitted by Blart McCartney?
God, can you imagine Utah versus Kentucky?
I don't like Utah. I don't like Kentucky.
We're talking about
there.
A game where Utah is the more shootout prone team.
I mean, that's unreal, man. I mean, I'm for it. Don't get me wrong. I want this to happen.
This would be the playoff that leads. This would be the playoff that leads to like, okay, we're going back to two. Sorry. Sorry, guys. We thought four was a good idea and necessary. We're going back to two. Actually, we're scrapping.
We're going to try three.
We're scrapping the bowl system. We're just going to do end of season poll. Just keep it that way. That worked. That worked for a long time. We forgot what the good times looked like.
The Cultures Bowl matters now. Sorry.
We did this on purpose.
Blart, we can't be friends because, man. Deep sadness resides within you. And I want you to, you know, find a way to work on that, but I don't have time. It can't be me. I can't carry that emotional weight for you. I'm sorry.
I think my favorite thing about this field is, you know how when the playoff is like, it includes like Bama, Clemson, Georgia, or like Bama, Florida State. And, when it's ever like confined to the Southeast.
Uh-huh.
You know, everyone says, well, the rest of the country's not going to watch this. And then they do. This one, I kind of do worry about that. If you can find it mostly to West Virginia, Virginia, and Kentucky, that is Boy, that is a specific region.
Why is there a playoff game on the TV Guide channel? What? Who put that there?
They're literally playing on the Appalachian Trail. Well, never fear. Here comes Salt Lake City markets to write this thing where everyone goes to sleep at 7.
Listen, when you can get that Salt Lake City market, you take it. Like, I'll watch half this game after I get back from prayer meeting.
Two left that I want to throw at you. This one is just so evil. This is from Scromiting. Alabama, Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State.
Alabama. This is like, this is the normie dream.
Yeah. Like, you know, like, I don't want to see Ohio State in the playoff. I don't, because it feels like this Ohio State team is slowly in the throes of a Urban Meyerification, right? Like, he's going to quit, right? Like, they're lining this up.
He's going to spend time with his family, and we respect him for understanding the balance of work-life needs and the other bullshit that we lie to ourselves. Yeah, I mean...
I just want him to just go buy a boat and take a nap. Just please, for the love of God, just go take a long nap.
Dude, you know how much I love summer. Do you know how much I love when people just disappear and sit on their piles of money? Go ahead, do that. It's great. I think it's awesome. I think you should totally do that, Urban Meyer, because this is all being slowly massaged and set up for a departure. Right.
It's we're recording this on October 30th, 2018. Are we going to get the Urban Meyer really is reevaluating the importance of those around him and reassessing? Like, when are we getting that loving long piece? Before the end before the national championship or after?
I'm gonna say as soon as Kentucky beats Georgia and it's clear Mark Stoops has the Buckeye job.
That's a heater. Yeah. No.
They said they wanted a Stoops.
It's true.
They didn't say which one. And if you have the choice of two,
make it three. Mike's available.
I was including Mike in that, actually.
That might be an upgrade at defensive coordinator. You don't know.
Woo. Yeah. I mean, Bob's not coming back, man.
Bob's gone. Bob has a beard. Bob's gone.
Will we be friends with you, Scromiting? Yes. I'll be friends with you based on this one, because I like that you just want to make other people mad. That's all this playoff would do, and that's fine with me.
The only thing I want to say about Ohio State is that we're talking about a coaching change. I know, Urban, please, just go take a long vacation, please. I've had enough.
And the last one. This one we're going to get, there's another one. We'll skip it. I'm sorry to that person. So the last one we're going to do is from JPOP942, LSU, Washington State, Kentucky, Arizona State, because in JPOP's words, the Sun Devils are winning the Pac-12 South, and not a single soul is about to tell Herm that division champs don't get an automatic playoff bid. He said he was bringing the NFL to college. I love this.
Checks out.
J-pop, we're not best friends, but I would help you. I would say I was going to help you move, and then that morning be like, oh, I'm really sick. I'm sorry.
I think J-pop's in the friends. J-pop's on the friends list.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you put Herm in, and that to me says that you listen. And I really appreciate friends who at least pretend to listen. So
nothing would make me happier than if we decided that the college football playoff was not, you know, everybody likes to float. Okay, well, what if we made automatic bids if you win the conference? But what if we just made it on division? How many garbage? And we just said, yeah, the conference championship, that's actually the first round of the playoff. You're in if you win your garbage division. Oh, my God. Just the anger and the frustration that would lead to. Fucking beautiful.
Is this all divisions? Because FIU is in this thing.
Yeah.
The other reason why I like this, it screws the Big 12. What? God damn it.
We don't have...
Would they just invent some divisions cut halfway down to anger everybody, right?
Like, they're like, fine, we got a Baylor division and a not Baylor division.
We have a bottom half. That's it.
Oh, like, no, wait, like, it would be Texas division. That way Texas is always in.
Texas division members, Texas.
All right, boys, we're in again.
Shall we actually talk about games? Is that something we are going to do tonight?
We can and we will.
There are several large ones. We will definitely start with one of those.
You don't have to watch any weekday games this week.
No.
We absolve you of that responsibility. Yes, Pitt is playing. Yes, we still love Pitt. You don't have to watch the Pitt game.
Very, 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 very quick note. Very quick note. Very quick note. Yeah. If Pitt beats Virginia, Pitt is in first place in the SEC football.
And again, imagine if that meant a playoff spot for Pitt.
Meaning, we are not counting this as the discharge of the super weapon. We never said that the super weapon had actually been fired. It has been building this entire time. Clemson, Pitt. Watch your ass, Clemson.
It's coming back around again.
It's happened before.
I assure you, this battle station is quite operational. No!
It's got some really bootleg parts. Contractors might have cut a few corners.
God, why does the Emperor have French fries in his lightsaber? That's weird.
This battle station is nearly fully operational.
Feel the hate flowing with onions.
Feel the hurt flaring with ringy. We're gonna blow up Alderaan.
Ender. The first moon of Ender.
Endernum.
First
dearth,
up.
Dearth.
Emperor Perpetrator.
Why does his suit look like that? Oh, we're going to paint it Steelers colors. Steelers colors.
Steelers colors.
All right. Number 19, Syracuse at Wake Forest.
Syracuse is a top 20 team.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know who put this there. It might have been me. I might have done this in a fugue state. I can't promise.
It wasn't me.
Usually I'm good for that, but no.
Okay, so I put Syracuse at Wake Forest on this list. Oh, I remember why I did this, because if Syracuse can win this game, I think they don't have anybody that interesting before the Notre Dame game, in between this and the Notre Dame game. I forget who they have next. Oh, they have they have Louisville after this. So if they beat Wake, they should beat Louisville, even though it's on short rest. Then it's probably like a pretty well-ranked Syracuse team facing Notre Dame in Yankee Stadium. So that at least has potential interest, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean,
who would have predicted that? Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because Syracuse has more wins than a lot of teams that if you compared them to Syracuse, you would go, no, that is not true. No, they're.
Yeah, I mean, Syracuse is pretty suspect right now, but top 15 against the top three Notre Dame, we're on course for that.
Game day at Yankee Stadium. Hooray.
I mean, that's going to happen. There's nothing else that day.
You
it's going to
stop
happen.
That. Yeah.
Jesus.
That's a shiny thing and they're going to grab at it.
Now, the noon game I do remember putting on here is number 20, Texas A&M at Auburn, because, man, somebody's going to be real pissed that they paid a coach a lot of money to lose this game. Somebody's going to be so pissed. It doesn't matter that Texas A&M has been pretty good this year. They just lost to Mississippi State. And if they hadn't done that and they beat Auburn, Auburn fans can probably say, like, well, you know, that's a good A&M squad and it's down here, blah, blah, blah. But now... Especially because there is this added element of like, Jimbo could have been ours. If only we'd had the guts to make the move, Jimbo could have been here.
the Ole Miss game was a bit of a reprieve, because remember, if the Gus Malzahn era is known for nothing else, it's known for in serious trouble. I don't know. Maybe it's not that bad after we won that game and back in trouble again. Just know that he's going to put his ass in the ditch again. And that's going to happen, because this is not, again, this is like my favorite. Like, they'll go, oh, it was just Ole Miss. And circumstantially, it's going to look so bad for every reason you just described. And also because A&M just had a tough one. Never, ever bet against the team that's had kind of a tough, improbable loss going into a game against a team that's like, hey, you know what? I don't know. This isn't so bad, guys. Feeling pretty good. I think we might have turned a corner.
Maybe we don't need an offensive line.
So does Gus Law dictate, if they lose this and lose to Georgia, then Gus Law would dictate beating Alabama?
Yes.
If they beat A&M, then I don't even know what Gus Law dictates.
If they beat A&M, get yourself to a Texas Ags message board as soon as possible.
Well, yes, that, yeah. If you beat A&M, then maybe you play Georgia close and lose to Bama. I don't know. This is a tricky. We need our preeminent Gus scholars here.
Yeah, I'm going to say that there is a law, and the law would be that we're going to be immediately into some serious bad Gus criticism, Gus crisis, some extreme bad Malzahning happening here.
I think maybe if you lose to A&M, then Auburn is going to beat the shit out of Georgia, but then lose to Bama. Because like, we'll think like, oh, we're getting a repeat of last year. No, we're not.
Okay. Anyway, you should maybe not watch this game, but be excited for the fallout from this game. That's more what I want.
Again, we'll wait outside the bar,
yeah,
and yell out who's whooping who, so you can come out at the right time.
Hey, man, Jimbo had a tire iron in his shorts.
He would.
He keeps it there for maintenance, and if it happens to be used in a fight, so be it.
You know,
fancy ass tire iron though.
Mm-hmm. When you're bow hunting, sometimes it doesn't finish them off, and you got to get out there. And there's two ways to go ahead and take down a buck that's just sitting there struggling. You don't want to go through all that kind of pain. You can either go ahead and try to do this kind of pile driver move. I really don't like it. You know, they used to call it the Ohio Slammer. I don't really like it that much. I prefer to just get a little tire iron out, and I'm quick with it. I know it sounds brutal and everything, but it really gets it done.
Number 6, Georgia at number 9, Kentucky.
Phew.
Stakes, we got plenty.
Did you know Kentucky is 2 upsets away from the playoff in football? Just 2 of them.
Unless they fuck around and lose to Louisville.
One of those games. Nobody's losing to Louisville.
Man, this is like saying that, you know, I have, you know, 7 summits. I've climbed 5 of the tallest mountains in the world, right? I've climbed 5 of them. Which ones do you have left? Well,
one of them's coming to you, though. One of those mountains is in your backyard now.
Yeah. And then you...
Is that helpful? I don't know.
You still have to go climb K2.
Yeah.
There are only 2 ways this game goes. One is Georgia wins easily, and we're like, ah, Kentucky, it was, you know, still a good season. Good on you. The other version of this game is brutally ugly. Brutally, grindingly, unpleasantly ugly.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Like Spencer trying to swim ugly.
Yeah, that bad. Like Arthur Morgan trying to rock climb, right?
Unless you put his climbing jeans on him.
Put the climbing jeans on. And my climbing boots, which are the boots I do everything else in. Yeah.
I got my climbing jeans on.
Put some beans on the rocks.
Mostly I like that you're using Red Dead 2 as an excuse to virtually drink champagne in a bathtub.
That's all I'm doing. The worst part is I got like a $300 bounty in that town for killing, I don't know, 20 officers of the law in the street, and I had to run. And the thing I was maddest about was that was the place with the champagne in the tub. And I'm like, I can't go back there, Micah. You asshole.
Micah's a fucking dumbass, dude, man. Soon as I can enter that town without getting a fucking nuke dropped on me, mm-hmm. I'm throwing his ass back in that jail.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? I'm bringing Micah's head in a gunny sack, and I'll be like, that's my payment for the room. Run my bath.
Champagne, please.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry.
Champagne, please. Give me the stuff with the bubbles in it. I'm a simple man. I can't read this. Champagne.
Champagne. Sounds like the type of shit they'd invent in a fancy town like San Antonio.
The Sandman has another.
Oh, Sandman's lock.
Cold.
Bring, bring, bring. Winner's calling, y'all.
Woo-woo!
FSU at NC State. If you picked this up on Sunday, all you had to lay was 6.5 points to take the Wolfpack. If you pick it up now, it'll be more like 8, 8.5. But I mean, NC State should. I just want to point out Tomahawk Nation, Bud Elliott, put up a post about how Willie Taggart is frustrated with a large part of FSU's roster that has quit for the third year in a row. But as Bud put the last part, but you know, Taggart's upset with a number of his players who have quit. Does that sound like a team that can come within a touchdown of NC State in Raleigh? In the Wolf Den? No. Go ahead. Ring it up. NC State to the window. Let's do it.
This is the Sandman lock of the season that I feel most iffy about.
Just because it's NC State.
Just because it's NC State, and just because it's NC State, still with a chance to be like, hey, we could win. Like, you look at the rest of the schedule and say, oh, NC State could win 10 games. Yeah, that's where NC State does some dumb shit and doesn't win 10 games.
Yeah. But you know what? FSU's real bad right now.
FSU's real
bad. They are, and they're real bad. They're leading wideout suspended for the first half of this game. So I hear what you're saying. I don't know that it necessarily negates the NC Stateness of the universe.
That's fine. That's fair, and I understand it. Also, it is a look-ahead game for the Noles, who have to go at Notre Dame next week.
Jesus Christ.
That's fine. It gets worse. It gets worse. What if FSU, just real quick, what if FSU beats Notre Dame? I just want to put that out there.
And then loses to Florida.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Beats Notre Dame and let me see if this is still possible. Yes, beats Notre Dame and misses a bowl. Let's do it.
Number 13, West Virginia. At number 17, Texas. Chicken bet. Key game for the chicken bet, arguably. If Texas, mm-hmm.
I would say that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to lay this out there. Okay. I'm feeling okay with this. Not great. I'll be emotionally frank with you here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel okay with it because West Virginia, when confronted by stout, crafty defenses, which Texas has been at least 63% of the time this season. I told you I was feeling okay with it. Mm. Like, I can see a way where they blow this because West Virginia's already blown a game.
Half of these boats didn't capsize. How can you sue me for fraud?
You know what? I'm not an engineer. I'm a problem solver, okay? You do the nerd math on how this works, okay? And I'll get everyone out of Dunkirk. That's what I'm going to do, okay? You might hate me when we're done, Texas, but we're getting over the line, and you're all going to make it with me, except for Brecken Meyer. He's already gone. He's a casualty, all right?
Don't blame me. I'm an influencer.
Yeah. That's all I'm doing. I'm just influencing us out of this battle zone and winning us some chicken, okay? Because you can't lose another game, y'all.
I like that in a weird way, no matter what happens, the outcome is bad for Oklahoma because it either means that if West Virginia wins, Texas continues to tumble and now their loss is worse. If Texas wins, now the chances that we're going to get like a really good Big 12 championship game have gone down a bit. Ugh, Oklahoma. It's, what? It, Oklahoma, it's, you should go independent at this point.
It's better for Oklahoma if WVU wins, because the committee cares more about who you've beaten than to whom you've lost.
Right.
And I think the math is clear that that loss to Texas was fluky as all shit. On the other hand, if you're Oklahoma and you go to the Big 12 title game and you stomp the shit out of Texas as you would in a rematch, the committee looks at that like they did with Oregon in 2014 when they did that to Arizona, and they say, okay, let's not worry about that loss at all. I think Oklahoma is just sitting pretty.
Okay. Fine.
I would like
Plus, they don't have Mike Stoops.
Damn. Man, that feels good, doesn't it? Every week, you don't have Mike Stoops anymore.
I really think here's one thing I'm really looking forward to hearing from Rob Mullins, the new playoff committee chair, is at some point in the next few weeks, him saying in the most diplomatic way possible, we really like Oklahoma's improving defense.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone knowing exactly what cutoff point in the season he's referring to.
I like that we're using Mike Stoops sort of like as the equivalent of a growth or something. You know, it'd be like, yeah, you know what? It was a hard week at work and my kids were fighting with me. But, you know, every morning when I wake up without Mike Stoops, I just feel a weight has been lifted. I just feel blessed, you know?
Like the playoff committee, whether behind closed doors and they might slip it out in public, they are going to refer to Mike Stoops the same way they do to a quarterback injury. Right. Like the way they would last year toward the end of the year when Bama was all banged up on defense, or when Clemson lost to Syracuse via a quarterback injury. That's how they're going to talk about Oklahoma having to play with Mike Stoops.
The presence of Mike Stoops, the albatross that was Mike Stoops.
They had an injury at defensive coordinator.
Well, you know, in their Harrison Bergeron years, you can see where Oklahoma really.
This is losing the band member and excelling afterwards, right? This is like if Oklahoma left Texas. That's right. If Oklahoma was like, fine, we'll go independent. And they win like five national titles in a row. And they're like, clearly the mere taint of association with this team was holding us back.
Penn State at Michigan.
Danger.
For
danger.
Who?
Danger for Michigan. Okay.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. You know why? Because Penn State this year kind of a they're kind of a bullshit team.
Oh, okay.
No, they're kind of a bullshit team, and that means they can pull serious bullshit like winning this game when they have no right to. Penn State usually is good for that once a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Winning.
I mean, have they already spent that one though?
Have they? That's my question. I bring it to
App State in overtime. They beat Iowa in a game in which they committed two safeties.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I mean, that's the thing. Have they already had that? Has Michigan really had to deal with a complete horseshit game like the kind that can be assembled by James Franklin and crew? I don't know if they've had it yet.
I think Michigan cruises here. Well, cruises in a Michigan sort of
way. I thought so too. And then I felt so certain about it that I was like, wait.
Okay, that's smart.
Because I have no logical reason for Michigan not to just win this game 21-7, right? 21-10.
Penn State wins on the greatest kicker icing of James Franklin's career.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think Michigan does have a very iceable kicker that could be key.
That's the kind of game we're talking about, right? Like, I think we can freak the kicker out.
Yeah. James Franklin went for the triple icing, but he faked and only did a double icing. The guy missed wide right. It was incredible.
He iced him on a kickoff. It was amazing. And he fucked it up.
James Franklin iced a punt.
All right. Spencer, please. The damn it, Ryan goes here.
Damn it, Ryan.
Duke at Miami, 7 o'clock on Saturday.
What year is this?
It's 2018.
By the way, are there any two private schools that are more different if I say, oh, it's two private schools? Duke and Miami.
I think they're just different about like how outward they are about their recreational drug use and dealing. Otherwise,
I have at least 83 other thoughts on this, none of which will keep me employed.
No, it's
none
fine.
Of them.
Jason, how are Miami fans doing these days?
Bad. Super bad.
Senor, no. Malo.
stateoftheu.com yesterday put up a post just discussing the argument of whether Mark Richt should remain employed. That didn't come down, didn't say fire Mark Richt. Just, you know, just, hey, the topic's out there. Let's discuss it. And like, Jesus Christ, he went to the Orange Bowl last year. It's insane. You have to talk about this.
So can I be honest and share with both of you my most boring but most real adult fear?
Yes.
It is that I'm going to do something wrong related to a doctor's visit or something with using my health insurance and cause and dig myself a like extremely dumbass, irreversible financial hole that because I like accidentally didn't follow the right file the right paperwork or get the right referral. And all of a sudden I owe $17,000 for an MR. And I feel like. And I'm not kidding. That is like every time I like book any medical thing, that's in part of my mind of like, what if you did this wrong?
And
you
just... No, that's awesome because you're afraid of doing something Spencer or I would do with total reckless fearlessness.
Dude, I might have done it this week. I don't know.
That's like the type of shit Spencer and I have probably done like 9 times combined.
Yeah. No.
So that's my very real fear. And I feel like Miami can relate to that because that's every coaching search for them. Every coaching search, they're like, okay, I've checked them out on web, on health grades and the reviews are good. He's in network and it makes sense. And oh God, oh shit. Now I have a bankruptcy because I owe $500,000 and I've lost my house and, my kids call me Dave. They just call me by a first name. That's not my first name. They just call me Dave now because they don't respect me anymore.
The internet is terrible for comparisons because I don't worry about those things, but I go and look and see somebody else who has made this mistake.
Yeah.
So I can feel okay about it, right? Yeah. Like, you know, people who haven't written a book by 30, 35, 40, 50. Right before they died. People who didn't write a book until a week before they died. People who weren't millionaires by the time they were 25, 30, 35. You can always find a case and be like, whoo, I feel better about that. You can do the same in the negative too, right? For instance, right now, what's Miami's record?
They've got 3 losses, right?
Mm-hmm. I believe, yeah. Are they 5-3 or 4-3?
I think they're 4-3. I don't remember.
Okay. So, you know, plenty of other teams that finished strong ended up at 4-3. We can go back and we can find them, right? Ryan, there's tons of people through history who have had like insane bankruptcies who came back and rebounded and did well, right? Yeah. So you shouldn't worry, right? That's not what your brand and that's not what Miami's going to do, right? Miami's going to go, 4-3, feeling pretty good. I don't know. We this is correctable. We've made some mistakes. And then they probably won't fix much because they can't fix much.
Turning a bankruptcy into a mogul empire. That sounds like the Miami fans.
That's
dream.
A good point.
That's true.
This is all a very long way of saying, hey, if you think Miami fans are frustrated now after they lost to apparently good Virginia and also apparently good Boston College, imagine if they lose to a Duke team that has done what in its last 2 games? Also lost to Virginia and lost to Pitt.
Hey, Duke, that's the Pitt that's about to be leading the ACC Coastal. Also, Duke has a win over Big Ten West champ Northwestern.
That's true.
So Duke is good to Miami fans. Don't worry about this L.
Finally.
Let's cap it off with
the
game we have to talk about. Number 1, Alabama. Number 3, LSU.
Man ball Christmas.
Jesus Christ. Joe Burrow's really going to be the quarterback for this game.
We're going for 35% completion.
The lower his completion percentage, the higher the probability of victory, in my opinion.
Have either of you been to the Grand Canyon?
Yes.
Have you seen the signs at the Grand Canyon about warning you about hiking to the bottom just on a whim?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's one that I think the one I remember is all about this woman who I think a month before or something had completed the Boston or the New York Marathon, in great shape, but basically just decided like, oh, I'll hike to the bottom of the Grand Canyon and back, but didn't have the necessary supplies, didn't tell anybody she was doing it, didn't do it with a group, did everything wrong, and she died. And that's obviously, you know, tragic, but it's used as a warning of like, hey, don't be cavalier about this. I feel like I'm watching Joe Burrow dump a bunch of water out and be like, that'll just slow me down. I'll be down there. I got Tevas and no socks. It's good. Like, oh, geez.
Trying to sprint the entire way.
We're going to mourn you, Joe, but we're not going to come get your body. That's expensive.
No, that's, you know what? We're gonna let it, actually, we'll just wait till it lightens up. Because, you know.
Joe, you're somewhere beautiful now. It's one of the most beautiful places on earth. And that's what a great resting place for you, Joe.
It is now, so having said all that, if somehow LSU wins this game, which would involve scoring points, and just keep that in mind.
Mm.
God damn. That'd be amazing.
Okay. I will put a few notes of optimism out there. Okay. Not many.
Okay.
Not many.
Sure.
Few implies multiple, so let's see how he pulls this off.
Okay. about to start this, okay. So, first of all, LSU, that's a top 10 scoring D right there, okay? They're going to give you about 2 touchdowns if you're an average team, okay? Mm-hmm. Alabama, much more than your average team. How much more? I don't know. Let's just say they give them 28. Okay. That's, you know what? I would take that. I would take 2 times over that average. Okay. But I think they're going to be better than that. I think their secondary, probably the best that, you know, Alabama's going to face all year long. IMO. So that's one advantage there. If anyone's going to at least get a couple of turnovers, maybe fluster Tua a little bit, maybe they can do that. Okay. Offensively, you'll probably get the ball in decent field position. And then after that, you know what? Life's a mystery, man. It's crazy. That's, you know, you don't really appreciate that in the middle of it. You think, all these certainties and obligations and things to do. But did you ever just, you know, like, look at the swamp lily? Did you ever regard the harvest moon? Did you ever just take a minute and listen to the sound of the hummingbirds hitting the feeder before a big old thunderstorm rolls in? You know, the miracles of the natural world, the random. What I'm trying to say is I ran out of reasons for you to be super optimistic about stuff and just started talking about nature. I'm sorry for that, LSU, because, you know, offensively, it's going to be, you're going to be skiing uphill. You can't get those linebackers to move. Alabama's been a little bit off their marks this year. So some of that good play action, if one of those 3 passes that Joe is going to complete on average, 1 out of every 3 hits a tight end or a wide receiver crossing, or maybe, you know, they get lost on a screen, you know, some stuff could happen. But unless this is a real low scoring affair on both sides, I don't really see you making it out of there. No matter how cool the announcer may sound saying that the sun has gone down the lip of the stadium and the horizon in the west, and it is now Saturday night in Baton Rouge and Tiger Stadium, whatever.
Can I just point out a key to the game?
A key to the game.
So Alabama is number 1 in passing downs S&P Plus, which is second and long or third and medium, basically. Number 1 on defense in those situations. LSU on, or excuse me, I had that backwards. Number 9 on defense in those situations. LSU's offense in those situations, number 120. If LSU gets into second and long, third and long,
punt.
The game is
punt.
Over.
Just punt.
If it's second and 9, punt.
Yeah. I mean.
Punt.
Yeah.
Whereas on the other side of the ball, this is where the matchup is awesome. On passing downs, LSU's defense is 3, and Bama's offense is 1. So if Bama is in second and long, third and medium, that's where you see one of the best possible matchups of any 2 teams in any situation.
God. Yeah.
Basically, LSU, you better get yards on first down.
Yeah,
because let you know, Joe. Nothing but design quarterback runs on first down.
Let Joe run wild. Feed the beast on first down.
Let that burrow back dig in there.
Let him roam.
The wild burrow.
You know, hey, we're going to come full circle here, okay? You know what can make it down to the bottom of the Grand Canyon and out with ease?
That's right! Senor Burrow!